From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the eastern half of Aleppo was bombed for the second time in recent days Saturday. The attack came as Syrian government forces and their Russian allies pressed a deadly offensive to recapture the entire city. A spokesman for the Syrian American Medical Society said the M10 hospital was hit by at least two barrel bombs as physicians performed emergency medical procedures on a small cluster of patients. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say about 30 doctors remain to treat 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo. That comes as government forces pressed their offensive Saturday on the edges of a key neighborhood in the northern part of the city. The monitors say at least 20 people, including six children, were killed in airstrikes elsewhere in the rebel sector of Aleppo. Turkey's president says that his country needs to continue its involvement in Syria and Iraq due to its shared frontier with both nations. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told the parliament that Turkey cannot afford to be off the table in the fight against the Islamic State group. He said Turkey has a 911-kilometer-long border with Syria and about a 350-kilometer-long border with Iraq. None of the other countries have that, but they want to determine the outcomes there. We won't and we can't let that happen anymore. Mr. Erdogan made the comments at the opening session of a new legislative year and ahead of a vote to extend a mandate to allow the Turkish army to carry out cross-border operations. This is VOA News. Pope Francis rounded up his visit to Georgia with an historic trip to a meeting, that is, with Georgian Catholicos Patriarch Ilya II. Speaking at the 11th century Svetikosvele Cathedral, the seat of the Georgian Orthodox Church, Francis told the Patriarch that he hoped for reconciliation between all Christians, Catholic and Orthodox alike. He said, "I sincerely assure you of my prayers so that the Lord, who makes all things new through the intercession of the Holy Brothers and Apostles Peter and Andrew, of the martyrs and of all the saints, may deepen the love between all believers in Christ and the enlightened pursuit of everything which brings us together, reconciles us, and unites us." Earlier, the pontiff said Mass at Tbilisi's main stadium. A small turnout of about 3,000 people attended the Mass after the Orthodox Patriarch said that Orthodox believers could not go to a Catholic Mass. Francis leaves Georgia on Sunday for a day-long stop in overwhelmingly Muslim Azerbaijan before returning to Rome. President Obama has urged the U.S. Congress to pass legislation to provide paid sick leave for people who do not have it. During his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said many households need paid sick leave because both parents have to work in order to survive.
Paid sick leave isn't a side issue or a women's issue or something that's just nice to have. It's a must-have. By the way, so are economic priorities like child care, paid family leave, equal pay, and a higher minimum wage.
Mr. Obama's comments came 2 days after the U.S. Department of Labor finalized rules requiring federal government contractors to provide sick leave for up to 7 days per year. The White House says a record share of private sector workers now have access to paid sick leave, but nearly 600,000 employees do not. At least two people were killed and six others wounded when a car bomb targeting Somali security forces rocked the capital Mogadishu Saturday. Shortly after the attack, the Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement, the group said it carried out the attack to strike at guards at a nearby prison run by Somalia's National Intelligence and Security Agency. And residents of Jamaica are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, a massive, powerful storm making its way through the southern Caribbean. Matthew has sustained winds of 230 kilometers per hour and is the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean since 2007. It's forecast to make landfall on Jamaica's southern coast on Monday. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.